I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shaney is the back. King against a four-man rush is flush. Can he get there with his legs? Takes a shot, but earns the touchdown. Jones banged into him, but King pays the price, and this touchdown will count.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Follow the show on Twitter at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. You can also find us on the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the podcast. Joe Ostrowski here at Joe0670 with Jim Rodriguez, also known as J-Rod, at J-Rod Show on Twitter. Let's start with your Miami Hurricane squad, man. As we start to take a look at the ACC win totals, conference odds, all that good stuff. Maybe even some Heisman conversation as well. Was anyone down there expecting that last season?
No, listen, this is I don't know a fan base that's more obnoxiously optimistic than Miami Hurricanes fans. I mean, they think they're beating Alabama. They think they're going to Atlanta, and they think they're going to beat Alabama. I cannot wait for the meme of Pablo Escobar from Narcos sitting there waiting, you know, for his buddy to return on that fourth swing when they're down 21-3 halfway through the first quarter. Listen, I got him at 9-3 this year, and those losses are Bama, North Carolina, who, by the way, Manny has never beaten. He hasn't beaten Mack Brown, and NC State, which is going to be a lot better. And they go to Tallahassee. So they could be 8-4. I know it's more saying it's easy to throw dirt on them. The bowl games have been awful here in Miami. They lost in the Independence Bowl. That got the offensive coordinator fired. They lost in the Cheez-It Bowl. That got the defensive coordinator fired. So now Manny's going to be the defensive coordinator this year. I think it's a progress. They went from 6 wins to 8 wins, possibly 9 wins. I think you're moving. I just don't think there's any patience here. And here's what's frustrating for me as a person who didn't go to U, is they don't have any money to get a big coach. So they get Manny Diaz because he got the ties. His dad used to be the mayor here. Oh, everything's great. Well, if you don't have the money to get a big-time coach, then why don't you stick it out with who you have? And 6 wins, 8 wins, you're making progress. Yes, you've laid an egg in bowls, but that's how things get better. And there's just no patience here in Miami when it comes to college football. Because at the end of the day, this is still a football town. I know it's the Heat and the Marlins won a couple of championships. This is still a football town. It's a religion here in Miami. And Manny squarely, both cheeks on the hot cheek.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Jay Rodoff. Go back to the old microphone because I think we were having some issues there. So we want to make sure that we can catch everything that you're saying. And it all clearly makes sense. As you're talking, you said that the fan expectation, it sounds like they think they can be at the level of Clemson at some point. And I'm going into this season wondering if they're going to be at the level of North Carolina because of what the Tar Heels have at the quarterback position. So if you look at the conference odds right now, posted on PointsBet. Clemson, no surprise, with a win total of 11.5, the heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. Minus 900, then we have a big drop-off. So is there any value? Is it just a waste of money by not going with a team like Clemson? We have North Carolina and Miami, both with a win total of 9.5. Tar Heels plus 900. Miami Hurricanes plus 1,000. Then you have a significant drop off to the likes of North Carolina State, Louisville, Virginia Tech, 6.5, 7.5 win total range. Big picture, if we go there, we know you have the quarterback change, even though DJ did get some play for Trevor Lawrence when he was not on the field last year in some big moments, like at Notre Dame. But is it a waste of money for us to take some shots on any team but Clemson to win the ACC?
The only thing I would possibly think would be North Carolina. I think they're going to be really good.
Well, by the way, avoids Clemson.
Right? Yeah. 42 points a game. Sam Howell is back at quarterback. That team is going to be really good. I think that team is going to be better than the Hurricanes. So yeah, that would be the only team I would take a floater on. I mean, they're definitely going to win the Coastal, so they're definitely going to have a date with Clemson. And in terms of injuries or anything like that, I cannot wait for this season for the media, for the broadcasters to have to say, DJ,
Do you notice I said DJ? I'm not in complete college football mode yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. Like,
we barely got, you know, DJ, you know, Tua Tagovailoa down here. Now we got to deal with DJ Uingalelelelelele. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. But you're right, DJ is the spot. I think North Carolina, to me, that's my play if I had to go somebody other than Clemson because of their offense. Manny can't beat him. Mac Brown is in his head. He's living there rent free. I like the Tar Heels a lot, and it's funny that we're talking about a North Carolina as a football school now. Shows you what Mac Brown has done in such a short amount of time out there.
So you're dead set on the Tar Heels winning the Coastal. It is big, middle of the regular season, that matchup, Miami against North Carolina. It's going to be in North Carolina, so that's big. That's big. That's big for them. Right. We'll see if they can repeat the offense. I talked about Sam Howell. He's getting a lot of buzz in the Heisman futures markets. We talked about that the last couple of days here on the show. You can find him if you shop around 16, 17 to 1, somewhere in that range. And you mentioned 41, 42 points per game. Let's see if they can repeat that. I guess the only question is, now the offensive line is returning for him, but he's losing a lot of his weapons. Both of those top running backs, they were drafted, I think, they both went in day two. You know, now all the running backs go in the third round. You lose both running backs and you lose your two best receivers as well. So a lot of this is going to be on Howell. And it has become in recent seasons a team award. So North Carolina is going to have to be step with Clemson. They need to be in that conversation with Clemson if Howell's going to win the Heisman.
Agreed. And I think the fact that, to your point, the fact that they avoid Clemson this year, the fact that there isn't the division is so top heavy. I mean, after North Carolina and Miami, there isn't much in the Coastal. There isn't much in the ACC after Clemson. You know, NC State, I think, is going to be a lot better. And Miami gets NC State this year. So I think North Carolina, to your point, being the Heisman, being a team award, I think is going to help Sam Howell. The question is, is he sexy enough? And I mean, the name, the team, they're going to have to really run the table because everybody's going to be talking about the kid from Oklahoma. Everybody's going to be talking about Clemson. It's a popularity contest at the end of the day, not so much what you do on the field. And North Carolina has got to be that story, that Cinderella team that sort of everybody starts falling in love with for that really to overtake Rattler and DJ.
For the conference odds gambling perspective, the one thing that I don't care for is I'm sure people will do this and maybe it will work out for you. That's fine. We mentioned North Carolina 9-1 to win the conference and they're avoiding Clemson. So you win your half, you're going to be there in the end. The part that I don't like is there'll be people taking North Carolina with the idea of, oh, I'll just hedge out in the end. Well, are you really going to hedge out? What's Clemson going to be favored by in that game? So you're going to take Clemson on the money line?
20.
How much? Yeah. Yeah. What's the money line price going to be? So I don't think that would be the best strategy around. But if you're going to take someone that's not Clemson, I do agree with you that you have to take a look at North Carolina. Any win totals that really jump out? I mentioned North Carolina State and Louisville at 6.5. Virginia Tech, some spots at 7.5, like at PointsBet. Then we go way down. I mean, Duke and Syracuse at 3.5. Wake, Georgia Tech, you know, they're way down there. BC and Pitt somewhere in the middle, typically around 7 from book to book. Any win totals you like over under?
I love NC State 6.5. I think they're going to be so much better. I think they could get to 7, maybe 8 wins. I love them. They're nobody's really talking about them. I like them. And also, I like Miami under 9.5. Funny, the Dolphins and the Hurricanes have the same win total, 9.5. And I think they're both going to end up with 9 wins this year. So I love Miami under 9.5, NC State over 6.5. North Carolina over 9.5. I like that a lot, too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clemson is so big, 11.5.
Yeah. Well, and they could, was it Brett McMurphy we were talking to yesterday about this? That could be cashed by week one. You're just looking for that one loss. Is it going to happen? I don't see how you can go over 11.5. I'm sure people will because of Clemson and Dabo and the defense, bar none, from year to year, they're as good as anyone.
And it's better than even money. That's how you get people to do it. So.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I can't do that. So NC State, just take a look at their schedule. They do get Clemson as the fourth game, and they're at home against Clemson. They're going to be on the road at Miami, and they finish up at home against North Carolina. So do you expect the win total to come down to that one at the very end?
Yeah. I mean, seven and five with four.
I could do that.
Tough games. I like NC State a lot. I think they're the dark horse. I don't think a lot of people are going to be talking about them.
Duke was brutal last year. I mentioned the numbers, 3.5. They went 1-9 in ACC play, and they have the fewest returning starters of any team in the conference. Turnovers were brutal. The turnover margin was negative 19. I don't think they'll repeat that, but with only 12 returning starters and such terrible conference record a year ago, I don't know how you bet over on Duke.
Yeah, I mean, I would almost want to see, could you bet if they go winless? That would be great. I'm sure you could find it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find some of these alt numbers at various books. No other team that we need to take a look at? Any upcoming quarterback in the ACC that we need to consider that could be a bit of a dark horse?
Well, maybe not a dark horse, but it'll be interesting here in Miami with Derek King coming off the ACL injury. I mean, here's a guy that uses his legs so much. And it's so part of his game that I want to see how he does. And, of course, we always know that the mental aspect of the game is so much greater than the physical. Because I can tell you, hey, your knee's healed. Your arm is fine. But to go out and do it, we talked about it with Dak, how he said he hasn't thought about the ankle this year. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But the mental aspect, I mean, you go out there and you blow out your ACL, then all of a sudden, okay, go back out there again. I think he's going to be an interesting study, and if it affects how he plays the game.
It was such a big deal when he transferred over. Has he exceeded expectations, or is it still Miami Hurricanes fans are sky high? They think he's going to do it all and win the Heisman, so he hasn't met them yet.
He's got Jake Garcia on the bench, and that's about as high a prospect as they've had here in a long time.
That's J-Rod. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is BetQL Daily. We're going to get back to the NFL next. Welcome in Simon Hunter. Find out some of his favorite plays going into the upcoming NFL season. 6 weeks away from today. Keep it locked at BetQL Daily from BetQL.